So we see sometimes there is personification in scripture also, just like the mind is personified. And so are other things also, such as Bhakti Devi or Kali, are these also personifications? Answer: no, we cannot decide what is a personification or what is not based on our current modern scientific or rational worldview. Because the Bhagavatam offers a very different worldview. And in the actually, if we take the scientific worldview to its extreme conclusion, it will depersonify even you and me. Because it says ultimately we are all just chemicals acting according to laws. So our free will is an illusion. So now what to speak of others, even we are not persons. So the reductionistic worldview, it cannot even explain our world satisfactorily. What to speak of the Bhagavatam's world satisfactorily. So now, in that sense, just because something seems difficult for us to understand, something seems difficult for us to believe, we don't can't use that as a reason for deciding what is a person, what is a personification and what is actually a personality. Now, we have to look from within the Bhagavatam's worldview itself to understand what is being talked about. So, the mind may be referred to as an enemy. But the Bhagavatam has elaborate sections elsewhere where it talks about, say, in the third canto, there is analysis of material nature, where the elements are, characters are described, and clearly it is described the mind is a material element. So then from that philosophical section we can understand the Bhagavatam is not, Bhagavatam is clear that the mind is a thing. The mind is a material object, subtle material object, but it's an object. So then with that philosophical context, then when we look at the description of the mind is your enemy or the mind speaks like this, then we understand this is personification. And now this is this. So this, in its Bhagavatam's philosophical worldview, it's clear that the mind is matter. But within the Bhagavatam's philosophical worldview, there are various other personalities. For example, devatas. It explains that the various aspects of the cosmos, there are particular deities who are supervising them. And those are real persons. So, they similarly, with respect to the various positive energies such as bhakti energy, there is a person, there is a person who is in charge of that. Ultimately, Bhakti Devi is Radharani. And similarly, Kali, the four ages, just as different geographical areas have different kings, so different heads of state, just as different cosmological departments have different in charges, the different devatas. Similarly, different chronological phases also have different in charges. So, when Kali is talked about, the Mahabharata also says that Duryodhana was an incarnation of Kali. So, in that sense, Kali as a person is talked about repeatedly. So, I would say that from the Bhagavatam's philosophical perspective, there is no clear clear basis by which we could say that Kali is a personified conception. Rather, whatever Bhagavatam reference we get, just as we know there are many devatas, there are many beings beyond what are perceivable at the human level, so Kali seems to be one of them. Therefore, if at all we have to say something is a personification, that has to be based on the Bhagavatam's own philosophical worldview, not based on our own conceptions of what may be a personification. Does that answer your question? Okay. Anything else?